What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, July 15th, 2019. Halfway through the month here, a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Over the weekend, a lot of stuff was happening. Bastille Day was yesterday, and they had a five-hour blackout on Manhattan's west side. Now, the official story coming out of Con Ed, this is in the New York Post, they can't figure out what happened, but others are reporting they had a transformer explode. And I've actually seen a transformer explosion, and it's noisy, to put it delicately, but I think that's what happened. But Con Ed is saying they don't really have an explanation for why the whole system went down, but it was down for 5 hours. A lot of people out there saying, oh, it's a terror attack, it's Antifa, it's hackers, it's cyber criminals. But Con Ed is saying, well, we're not really sure yet here. Turning toward the southern states here, Tropical Storm Barry didn't quite get to hurricane strength, but it is still causing all kinds of problems. Apparently, over in Alabama, sewer systems are overflowing, so raw sewage is being poured out onto the streets and farmlands. More flooding in Mississippi and Louisiana. And it's not like these states weren't already waterlogged from the spring melt floods. In fact, there is a concern that Storm Barry is washing away even more of the U.S. agricultural output, which means we're going to be looking at some serious food shortages toward the end of this year. So you might want to think about, stocking up, canning, freezing, whatever. All right, turning over to Jeff Epstein. He's in court right now for his bail hearing. Apparently, a lot of his accusers are in the court, urging the judge to keep him locked up until the sex trafficking trial. And I would tend to agree with that. Jeff Epstein is a flight risk. He's got lots of money. He still has that Gulf Stream. He can go wherever he wants. And we're going to keep an eye on that and see what develops later in the day. But as of right now, the hearing is still going on. Over at CNN, Chris Cuomo was out there saying, don't get caught up in the intrigue of who was better friends with Epstein. Frankly, who cares? The real story is how his case was handled back in 2008. And Cuomo is definitely correct about that, up to the point where we find out which one of his friends intervened to get the deal. Somebody went on in and talked to Acosta and said, he's above your pay grade, he's intelligence, leave him alone. We need to know who that person was. So, anyway. All right, the House has passed a $733 billion National Defense Authorization Act, and it may face a veto. A lot of people are very concerned about that. Trump is talking about vetoing it because it includes two provisions to defund both the Yemen and Iran wars. And Trump is very unhappy about that. He wants those wars to continue. And as a matter of fact, Representative McCaul, the ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committees, Michael McCaul, basically condemned the act, saying it's dangerous and reckless, and it would illegalize the war on terror. So he is also dissatisfied with amendments that limit overseas warfare. Now, there's no limit to overseas warfare as long as Congress approves. That's what the Constitution says. Only Congress can declare war. And the authorization for the use of military force was unconstitutional right from the get-go. But it allowed George W. Bush and subsequent presidents to engage in war, and allowed Congress to kind of whistle and look the other way and duck any responsibility for what was going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, aren't you being a bit pedantic about the Congress, only the Congress declaring war and the Constitution? Come on. It's the 21st century. Get with the times.
Well, read the Constitution.
No, I agree. Mike, what's the story with this Maxwell woman? Is she being prosecuted, or does she have some sort of state protection as well? We were told that she was the one, this Ghislaine, if I'm pronouncing her name right, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was obtaining these young girls for this scheme?
Well, she's not being prosecuted. She ought to be. Right now, she's working for a modeling agency and basically trying to stay out of the media attention.
I guess because she's Maxwell's daughter, she gets a get-out-of-jail
card. Yeah, that doesn't help.
No? But, Mike, these visitors to the island, the Epstein Island, you were asking, why would these powerful people go? At least the politicians, I would think 99% of them are already compromised, so they had nothing to lose anyway.
Well, I disagree. I can't imagine that they're going to be saying, well, I'm already compromised by this group over here, so I'm going to let myself get compromised by Jeff Epstein. You know, they obviously got suckered in. They were convinced that they were perfectly safe indulging in their lusts, if you will, on the island. But it's starting to emerge that, Epstein was running video cameras all over the place. Apparently, he blackmailed some of his investors not to demand their money back. It's one of the ways that he made his fortune. He's just a real scumbag. And anybody who went down to that island or to the mansion in Florida or any of his other properties to indulge in sex with underage girls, they were just being idiots.
Is there any news on his appeal for bail?
They're still having the hearing. I'm waiting, you know, and keeping watch until we find out what's going on. But if they let him go, you'll never see him again.
Yeah, I mean, if they let him go, this has the makings of another Roman Polanski case.
Yes.
I mean, we'll never see him again. So, but Mike, what this tells me is, our real rulers today are the intelligence agencies, especially
yes.
with the technology that the technology that they have at their disposal, their surveillance of everyone, their blackmailing of judges, of other politicians. I think they are our real rulers. At least in my opinion, it's the intelligence agencies and the mafia. They are the real rulers of this world.
I agree. Certainly of this country.
Certainly in this country. And last point, Mike, you had a caller last week, very interesting guy from Arizona. He was talking about Madoff and how he believes, you know, Epstein will end up in Israel. But I was a little confused. He mentioned... And I believe Madoff is in jail because Madoff, he betrayed his fellow Jews. He ripped them off as well. So I believe he is in jail because of that.
Yeah, that's why he got the jail sentence.
Right, but I was a little confused that this man, and I don't know if you agreed with him, he said Ariel Sharon is still alive. I don't believe that. I believe he's dead. What would he have to, he wasn't, what was he in fearful of in terms of, was he fearing for justice? Or I was a little confused by that. I believe Ariel Sharon is dead.
I would tend to agree with you, but you know, in Israeli politics, there's a lot to be afraid of. Revenge for Yitzhak Rabin, for example, and just Israeli politics tends to get even more rancorous than American politics. And so you start looking, there's a lot of potential for wet work.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, last point. There's a very interesting article posted today on the UNS Review by Ron UNS. Ron UNS, he's a great man. I'll tell you, I have much respect for him. He wrote about basically it covered a lot of material, including James Gardner from the Rockford Files, who was basically, he had a lawsuit against MCA, and he was beaten up, and you cannot find any information about this incident against James Gardner. But the article itself talked about how it was basically a looting operation. All the Japanese property that was owned by those Japanese who were imprisoned in those concentration camps during World War II, all their property was basically just looted by the mafia and friends of Harry Truman for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, it was.
German property as well. German property, billions in today's dollars, billions. Billions of dollars.
Yep.
So I'll just leave you with that. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Joe. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And so far, no result in the Epstein hearing on his bail. But again, if they let him go, it's going to tell you that the fix is definitely in with that judge. And he'll be gone. He'll be off down in the Cayman Islands playing canasta with Ken Lay. All right, Iran has issued a statement regarding the tanker wars. And basically, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif warned his British counterpart Jeremy Hunt in a phone call that Iran plans to continue its oil exports under any conditions. Zarif also repeated Iranian demands for the British to release the Grace One oil tanker seized over a week ago after it was boarded by Royal Marines off Gibraltar. It had been carrying 2 million barrels of Iranian oil, was alleged to have been bound for Syria, a violation of EU sanctions. However, Tehran has accused the Brits of fundamentally doing the United States' bidding. Now, Hunt has informed Zarif that the British will release the tanker if it receives guarantees it would not go to Syria. There's kind of an interesting little development there. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. John in Arizona. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been to hell and back, Mike.
I'm sorry?
I've been through a lot over the last few months.
Okay.
I've been online dating somebody claiming to be Senator Kyrsten Sinema, and even if it's not Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she gets credit for helping me save America because, at least in spirit, it has been Senator Kyrsten Sinema. I'm partnering up with Alex Jones and Doctors Without Borders to provide health care for the people south of the border in compliance with the Monroe Doctrine. I have my own line of medicines. It's going to save our medical system. It's going to get us out of the national responsibility for the national debt because my medicine is going to back our currency.
Well, good for you.
It's going to be amazing, Mike, and I owe a big thanks to you because you helped me out a lot. And I built a Democratic National Committee and told them to give you a bunch of money because I'm a volunteer anarchist for the Democratic National Committee.
I got the email, yes, and it would be very nice if the Democratic National Committee carried through with that. I don't really think it's going to happen.
Well, I built them today, so let's see what happens. And I got my lawyer got the copy of the bill.
Okay, well, that would be nice if it happens. I mean, you know, it does represent a fair chunk of change.
Keep our fingers crossed, Mike. You deserve it, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot, John. We're going to let you go. All right, the phone lines are open now. Now, apparently, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not willing to send back the diplomats to Iraq's embassy in Baghdad after they were evacuated earlier this year in May. This is according to State Department officials. The evacuation came after tensions between Iran and the U.S. escalated in the Gulf, as a result of which Washington said its forces, diplomats, and citizens were under threat of being targeted. That, I think, would be that $750 million embassy, which apparently for all that money is not considered secure here. Up in Ukraine, a Ukrainian television station in Kiev was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade, and apparently this was ahead of the screening of the new Oliver Stone documentary that features an interview with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Now, Ukraine 112 is a 24-hour news network, is owned by Taras Kozak, who's running for parliament for the opposition bloc party, organized by Viktor Medvedchuk. So that's getting very tense over there, rocket-propelled grenade. The United States is starting to eye Sri Lanka as a hub for military logistics in that part of the world. And for some reason, this links back to the Easter Sunday terror attacks in Sri Lanka, in which 259 people were killed and over 500 injured. They were originally attributed to the Islamic State, but there is no hard evidence available to substantiate this claim, and it remains an open question as to just who pulled this off. So apparently they've arrested a few people, but the United States is now getting ready to move on in and use it as a military logistics hub, which is military speak for a fancy parking lot. We're just going to put a bunch of stuff here just in case we need it here. The Taiwan arms deal continues to have reverberations around the world. And following that arms sale, China is now holding military drills on their southeast coast, air and naval drills. And in a brief statement, and without giving an exact geographical location, the ministry said the People's Liberation Army had in recent days held the exercises. They're saying these drills are routine arrangements in accordance with annual plans for the military. So they're basically rattling their sabers. China is also saying they're going to sanction U.S. defense firms involved in this military sale to Taiwan. So they're getting out the sanctions pens again. A lot of tension over there. Okay, Russia has spotted 18 foreign spy aircraft near their airspace over the past week. And these are described as foreign aerial vehicles, which means most of them are probably unmanned drones. But they were conducting reconnaissance activities near Russia's airspace. And Russian jets have been scrambled three times to prevent foreign aircraft from crossing into Russian airspace. Now, of course, every time this happens, the U.S. denies that they're entering Russian airspace. They'll claim to be in international airspace. Who really knows what's going on here? Down in Turkey, they have received the first batch of the S-400 missile system, along with experts from Russia to train the Turkish military how to use them correctly. And apparently there were five plane loads of equipment that were arriving yesterday. And Turkish President Recep Erdogan is saying this deal with Russia is one of the most significant contracts in modern Turkish history. And now all of a sudden, a lot of people are saying, does this mean that Turkey is aligning more closely with Russia? Are they thinking about leaving NATO? We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're just checking up on the Jeff Epstein hearing. And apparently, a lot of evidence has been presented to document that he is a flight risk, apparently, when they raided his Manhattan home. And they opened the safe. They found piles of cash, large number of diamonds, which are always good anywhere on the world, and more importantly, an expired Saudi passport. It wasn't his name, but it was his photo. And it underscores the fact that, yeah, this guy probably has got an escape portal set up. And so I'm hoping the judge is going to say he stays in jail. Okay, we have a caller waiting on the line, Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, according to this judge, the judge will he'll tell on Thursday whether they're going to give him bail or not.
Oh, darn, I was hoping we were going to hear that today.
There's absolutely no doubt that this, if this guy's not a flight risk, there is nobody in the world that's a flight risk, you know. I mean, they kept Roger Stone. Roger Stone didn't even have a passport. They kept him in jail, for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Ken Lay, that was a suspicious, very, very suspicious death. The guy immediately died. He immediately got cremated. Nobody saw his corpse.
Yep.
the Aspen, Colorado coroner did issue a death certificate, but, you know, when you got that kind of money, you can Ken Lay has a whole lot of money. You can, when you can,
well,
just offer somebody
a ton of money. But in this case, I mean, you know, Jeff Epstein, according to Alex Acosta, has intelligence connections, and there's a lot of people like the Clintons who just want him to go away, because it's still looking like Hillary Clinton is thinking about stepping into the Democratic race for 2020, and this is something that she does not want to be carrying into the campaign.
Yeah, well, when Ken Lay died, his wife still had all the money. That was the reason he had to die, because if he would have survived, then they would have eventually got to that money from his wife. But since his wife was there was something to do with that. So, but anyway, yeah, Epstein. There's no doubt he has so many connections to Israeli intelligence, is what it is. This Giselle whatever.
Yep.
His main partner in life was her. He was the one. She was his pimp, and his what they said was she was basically organized, like his chief of staff. She organized everything for him. I mean, this guy had a weird life. And where did I want to see his tax returns? How did he make money? He had one client, one billionaire. He didn't have a whole lot of. He wasn't not really a hedge fund manager, but he's sitting here with. Almost a billion. He admits he has $500 some million, and he only worked for a few years for Bear Stearns. I don't know if he can make all that kind of money.
After
right
he left
out of the
Bear
box.
Stearns, he started his own company.
Right, but people are saying that this guy didn't work and he didn't have any clients. Who were his clients? I mean, did he really have a hedge fund? That's in doubt. I mean, this guy.
Well, one of the stories that's come on out is that he borrowed a lot of money from people that he lured down to his island, got them on video doing things with underage girls, and said, "Look, I'm not going to pay you back."
This is crazy. I mean, you know, people are not that stupid to do that. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are not above paying some woman somewhere for some sex, but to do something like this, you're walking right into a punch, you know.
I agree. they have to be incredibly stupid.
Right. They're supposed to be smart. I don't even know what Clinton was doing down there. I mean, you know, there's something fishy about this whole thing. It stinks, and you just have to wait and see what's going to happen. I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open. We're going to clear the lines there just a little tiny bit. Okay. Over in Germany, Angela Merkel has had yet another one of her shaking bouts, and word is now starting to spread that she may have to hand over power to her successor sooner than planned, because obviously there is something going wrong with her health. And again, I don't like Angela Merkel. I don't like her policies, but I empathize with her dealing with these medical issues. So there may be a transition in power in Germany in the very, very near future. All right, we already talked about China threatening sanctions against U.S. companies selling weapons to Taiwan. And, you know, the U.S., when they're selling arms to Saudis, they call it exporting human rights. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so we're talking about U.S. arms export to Saudi Arabia, and they call it exporting human rights. What utter nonsense. Okay, a little while ago, there was this kerfuffle that the British foreign minister, the British ambassador, rather, sent some messages home that heavily criticized U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration. And immediately there were accusations out there that the Russians had hacked into these messages and made them public, that it was the Russians that leaked them to the Daily Mail. And of course, it led to the resignation of this ambassador and his replacement. But apparently the British government has examined the situation and said they have found no evidence of computer hacking at all. So it wasn't the Russians. Somebody inside the British government said, ooh, this stuff is juicy. Let's give it to the Daily Mail. Seem to be in an attitude right now. No matter what happens, it's the fault of the Russians. Okay? The dryer broke down. It's the Russians' fault. The computer won't work. Oh, it's obviously the fault of the Russians. I can't sleep at night. It's the fault of the Russians. just goes on and on and on. Anyway, yesterday was Bastille Day. And, of course, big celebration. It's the anniversary of the day the French Revolution really got underway and basically broke into the Bastille and freed all the prisoners. And there was a parade held at the Champs-Élysées to mark the national day. And there was some good and there was some bad. One of the cool things that happened, somebody was flying overhead on a jet-powered hoverboard. And just absolutely amazing. French inventor just came on out and said, this is the day to debut my invention. And so he was flying around. Other things, not quite so good. There was a little bit of an upset where some of the Yellow Vest protesters got out there, and French police had to use tear gas to disperse protesters who occupied the Champs-Élysées hours after French President Macron, together with European leaders, took part in the military parade. Prior to the police reaction, the protesters started destroying the barriers installed on the streets, trying to build barricades and chanting Yellow Vest Movement slogans. So, very active city over there. Somebody has done a survey, actually it's Pew Research Center, and discovered that the vast majority of U.S. veterans and the public believe that the Iraq and Afghanistan wars are not worth fighting. Public opinion is turning against all of these wars, and more than 60% of U.S. veterans surveyed stated the Iraq war was not worth fighting, considering the costs to the United States. And 33% of veterans said the Iraq war was worth fighting when considering the benefits to the United States, which is Iraq oil being sold for the U.S. dollar. So, anyway, the numbers were pretty much the same all down the survey. But overall, public opinion is definitely turning against these wars. I imagine a lot of the veterans who served in those wars aren't proud of what they did. I can imagine they're not proud at all of what they've done. All righty. Over in Israel, the Jerusalem Post ran a story saying that a new war between Israel and Palestine is not far away, and it will be deadlier and more destructive than any previous offensive. And according to this article, Israeli officials have repeatedly said that any future war with Hamas will have to have a clear and decisive win by the Israeli military, so the other side will think twice about going to war in the future. So it looks like it's really going to crank up and get bloody over there. The military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Koshavi, has already approved operational combat plans and recently set up an administrative unit to handle the formation of a list of potential targets in the coastal enclave for when the next war breaks out. Meanwhile, over at the United Nations, investigator Michael Link is out there saying that it looks to him like Israel is moving rapidly toward annexation of the West Bank. And we know Israel's been talking about that for a very, very long time, because that's Israel's idea of Middle Eastern peace. We want a piece of that country, and we want a piece of that country, and we want a piece of that country. And so basically Link, the UN special reporter for the situation of human rights in the Palestinian territory, said it's moving much more rapidly, and on the horizon is something much more dramatic. Well, the Great March of Return is continuing. Protests in general are continuing in Israel. And this is a very sad story. Came out of Mondo Weiss here. Israeli soldiers shot a Palestinian child in the head with live ammunition at close range. And he was taken to the hospital where an X-ray scan of this kid's skull, 10 years old, they found over 70 bullet fragments lodged in the child's brain. Needless to say, the child is in critical condition. Anyway. Okay, we're always being told that Israel is a democracy. That's what the press releases are always saying. Apparently, Israel's Channel 10 News ran a series on police violence and abuse. It featured incidents between citizens and police officers, which escalated into extreme violence. Same problem we have here in the United States. Before it aired, the National Deputy Police Commander called the news director, Rudor Benzeman, and threatened him and his staff with violence if they didn't cancel the show. In fact, that threat is a violation of the law. And when Benzeman declined, the officer bellowed, "We too can act against you. We know where your studios are and your personal vehicles, and we can lie in wait for you." Boy, that is just a little bit out there. Over in Ireland, there is still a battle underway regarding the ban on imports from Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. And the legislation to introduce such a ban has received majority support in both houses of Ireland's parliament, but the country's government is expected to try and wreck the legislation by invoking a little-known money message provision. And money messages rely on a clause in the Irish Constitution that states no law involving the expenditure of public finance will be enacted unless it's signed by the country's prime minister. So there is the monkey wrench in the gear train. Now, a paper drawn up by Michael McDowell, a prominent Irish lawyer and politician, insists that the legislation banning Israel's settlement goods does not require approval via a money message. And I would tend to agree with him because it doesn't involve an expenditure. Ireland isn't spending any money. They're simply saying, we don't want products from the illegal settlements to come on in. So we'll see what happens there and how tight Israel's grip on Ireland is. Back down in Israel, the opposition politician Benny Gantz, who's the leader of the Blue and White Party, former military head, declared last Thursday he does not intend to remove any settlers from the occupied West Bank. We're kind of getting this from everybody who's running for election this September. And in radio interviews, Gantz affirmed that his party is in favor of striving for an agreement so long as it is based on strict adherence to the security arrangements and, of course, our historical right to the state of Israel, the Jordan Valley, the settlement blocks, and, of course, Jerusalem. He says there will be no return to the 1967 lines. Gantz also said that any arrangement that emerges in the context of peace talks would ultimately be brought to the people for decision. In other words, he's calling for a referendum. Now, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu is out there trying to say the Palestinians have no connection to the land based on some ancient DNA found up in Europe, trying to claim that the Philistines, present-day Palestinians, actually migrated to Israel from Europe. Well, even if that was true, the vast majority of Jews living in Israel are Ashkenazi. They migrated from the area of Russian Georgia. But in point of fact, there are already some scientists who've come on out saying this politicalization of DNA is unacceptable, and it's too small a sample. They don't really know if it's representative of the population as a whole. Israel has signed a $100 million missile deal with the India Army and their Air Force, under which 1,000 missile kits would be transferred to India. And Rafael Advanced Defense Systems, this is an Israeli company which manufactures weapons for the Israeli Army, signed the contract with Kalyani Rafael Advanced Systems Limited India for $100 million. And this will include 1,000 Barak 8 MR SAM missile kits manufactured for the Indian Army and Air Force, according to the Jerusalem Post. This is a land-based configuration of the long-range surface-to-air missile. So these are air-to-air missiles that they're buying over there. Over in Venezuela, Guaido is in more trouble, not just for his associates helping themselves to the humanitarian money. Apparently, the Venezuelan Minister for Popular Power for Communication and Information, Jorge Rodriguez, presented evidence linking Juan Guaido with the theft of weapons from the Bolivarian Republic that were used in the coup attempt last April 30th. And Rodriguez said that after the events of April 30th, different lines of investigation were generated, one of which was the follow-up to the stolen weapons to perpetrate the coup d'etat. So Guaido is not doing very well down there. Meanwhile, on Saturday, French President Emmanuel Macron said that he has approved the creation of a space command with the French Air Force. They want to have a French Space Force, just like the United States. Trump just started one. We're going to start one, too, here. And basically came on out, said, to assure the development and the reinforcement of our capacities in space, a high command for space will be created in September. That this is a true national security issue. All right, turning to some of our democratic, or rather domestic politics here. Donald Trump did something amazingly stupid. He's being accused of racism after telling the progressive congressman to go back to where they came from, which was immediately embarrassing because of all of those ladies he's talking about. Only Ilhan Omar was born outside the United States. And apparently he's refusing to back down. He's basically accusing these women of hating America, of hating what America is supposed to be. And there's no question as progressives that they're following the hardcore liberal ideology. But that was a bad call. The optics on it are bad. And Trump made a huge, huge, huge mistake on that part. Got to learn how to hang on to his temper here. Okay, there is a new internal Democratic poll in swing districts showing that Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar are extremely unpopular, and they may cost the Democratic Party the presidency and the House in 2020. Now, Ocasio-Cortez was recognized by 74% of voters in the poll. Only 22% had a favorable view. Okay. Omar, another member of the squad, was recognized by 53% of the voters. 9%, just 9%, had a favorable view. Socialism was viewed favorably by 18% of the voters, unfavorably by 69%. Capitalism was considered 56% favorable, 32% unfavorable. Okay. Now, a lot of people have been wondering what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And the latest update is she's still at the Supreme Court. She's still on that bench. She has no desire to retire and allow Donald Trump to replace her with a conservative judge. So she's going to stay there just as long as she can. The surprise news is that Clarence Thomas is dropping hints that he may retire while Trump is president and Republicans control the Senate to allow Trump to appoint a much younger conservative justice who could serve for 30 or 40 more years. So that will be a little bit of drama. And whoever's coming on in, whoever's going to be nominated, the liberals, they're going to go after him the way they did Kavanaugh. Oh, you did horrible things when you were young. You molested girls. You beat up little puppies. You had overdue library books. All righty. Turning to the economic news. The cost of living is going up And New Yorkers and San Franciscans are having to deal with that. Urban housing markets all over the world have grown way too expensive. One of the reasons Claire and I are looking at a rural place to settle into when we get to Indiana, out in the boonies. And, we'll just deal with the drive times to get into the market and everything. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here, starting with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You doing well?
Yeah.
Great. AOAC. AOAC. AOC, sorry.
Yes.
And her merry band of misfits. Those people don't like the United States. They don't really like what it was founded on. They want to change it.
Yes.
They think they can make it better. So, you know what? What Donald Trump tweeted, yeah, you know, he's brash. He's impulsive. He's definitely not politically correct. But,
yes.
Yeah, you know, like one Republican said, I was reading on the Daily Mail, that he was basically referring to the riding. Go back there. Fix that. And come back here and see if you can fix the United States. So, you know, that Cortez woman, she really fixed her riding, didn't she, with, you know, all those jobs that were lost from Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you said something that really grabbed me, and this is why I called. You said the cost of living is going up. You and I both know that that's not actually true. The value, the purchasing power of the dollar is going down, and it's going down fast.
Okay.
Right?
Well, it's all relative when you have a floating currency.
Yes. 3 years ago, I bought something for $575. And on Friday, I had to rebuy it in order to, like, do like a warranty exchange, and it was $729 for the
yes.
same product. That is 8%, just over 8% inflation. So yeah, that's crazy. That's the cost of living going up because the purchasing power is going way down.
Yes,
it's fast. 8% is just, it's full steam ahead. So, you know, not a lot is different between your country and the country I live in. In fact, the Senate up here in Canada thinks that we should bring in more foreign workers, like temporary workers, to keep the, you know, basically to stuff them into the food industry, you know, to obviously to keep wages down so that the price of food doesn't jump. That was one of the recommendations.
Well, you know, the problem is, and you see it here in the United States of America, if wages and salaries are jammed down, ordinary people can't afford to live anymore. I mean, it's great for the profitability of the large corporations, but to really keep the economy going, ordinary people have to be able to trade their skills and labor for decent wages and salaries so they can pump that wealth back into the economy, starting with the shopping malls, the car dealerships, and so forth.
Yes, exactly, Mike. There's the music.
All right, Al,
got
to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.